MP critical of decision to release PC Andrew Harper's killers. Freddie Van Mierlo, Lib Dem MP for Henley and Tame, signed an open letter from Thames Valley MPs of his party, which said they were shocked by the idea that the men jailed for the manslaughter of PC Harper would serve a shorter sentence. PC Harper, who was from Wallingford, served as an officer of Thames Valley Police based in Abingdon and was killed in the line of duty in 2019 at the age of 28. Two of his killers were Jesse Cole and Albert Bowers, who were both 17 years old at the time and were convicted of manslaughter and ordered to serve 13 years each in jail. Widespread backlash has followed the government's announcement that an early release scheme designed to tackle prison overcrowding could see the two offenders let out of jail halfway through their sentence. The third killer, 18-year-old Henry Long, was jailed for 16 years and will not be eligible for the scheme. A petition launched by Aileen O'Connor, chair of the Thames Valley Police Federation, reached nearly 900,000 signatures in less than a week. A statement on the proposed early release of the two killers, signed by the eight Lib Dem MPs for the Thames Valley, said we were shocked to hear about the proposed release of those involved in the manslaughter of Andrew Harper. Under no circumstances should they be eligible for early release. He was a much-loved police officer in the Thames Valley. His life touched many thousands of people here, and he's greatly missed. We shall share our constituents and local police forces' upset and outrage that Andy Burnham has not included PC Harper's killers in the criminals being kept in prison. The prospect of the release has caused widespread hurt, and we are fully behind his family in their campaign to keep them locked up. The MPs added that it is hard to square the government's decision to allow Cole and Bowers to be eligible for early release, given that Harper's Law, which extended mandatory life sentences for those who kill emergency workers in the course of their duty, was passed in 2022. Lissy Harper, the officer's widow, said the government has punched us in the gut and should be ashamed of themselves, and we hope we can make the current government come to their senses and realise we cannot put people like this back on the streets. And the article is accompanied by a nice photograph of Andrew and Lizzie on their wedding day.